Today is Monday, March 23rd, 2020, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. This is coronavirus day, I don't know, 10 maybe? I went to work not last Friday, but the Friday before. So this Friday would have been 7 days, Saturday 8, Sunday 9, today was 10. I mean, we went out a little bit, but we didn't really, I think that Saturday we did go have lunch at a place, and then after that we haven't been to any restaurants, we've only gone and picked up food, and so, yeah. Anyway, and I've been watching Mike Lawson on Twitter try to do a handstand, and honestly, all people talk about is how big Mike is down in the, you know, nether regions, how long, how girthy. I don't know if it's long or girthy or both, but that's all people used to talk about in Pride 48. I have no firsthand knowledge of this, but I have to admit, he's doing these handstands and he's wearing various gray sweatpants and all of this kind of stuff, and I'm like, I wonder if I can see a little bit of a, you know, something, something. But so far, he has hit it well. I guess he's wearing some tidy whities that are really, like, constricting everything. So, Mike, did you think that you would, like, lose your balance or something if you didn't, like, you know, hold that stuff in? Did you think it flopping around is going to cause you to fall over? Anyway, so let's listen to a voicemail about it.
Hey, Adam, it's the Laughing Buddha calling
Hello.
In. Hey, listen, I was listening to your shows this week, and the maker of the cast iron enameled Dutch oven that you were trying to think of is Le Creusot. It's French, and it is right. I mean, it's very expensive. I have a friend of mine.
I know.
Has quite the extensive collection, and I admire it a great deal. I just have cheap American kitchen ones. So that shepherd's pie did sound good. Hope you're doing well. Talk to you soon. Bye.
I'm doing good. I hope you're doing well as well. And thank you for... So I do want to mention Dean in the UK messaged me on Twitter, and he actually said, and I remembered it's Le Creuset, I believe. But so mine is gray. It's a really nice gray color. And I don't even know if they still make that color anymore, because when I go to the store now, I never see that color. So, and I got it at one of those outlet malls. You know, they always have like kitchen stores, and I think it may have even been a Le Creuset store in the outlet mall. But anyway, it was like the last one. But I don't know the quart size, but it's a smaller one. It's like half the size. It's round. But it's like half the size of the normal one that you see. And so it's good for, you know, it's good for smaller portions of food. But I love it. And what I wonder is, are your American, I forget what you called them, American Kitchen, do you think those are as good? You know, is there any downside to getting the cheaper version? Because I really like it. But if you get the normal size, I think they're around $350. And I just have, you know, I have an issue with, I could, but it's hard for me to shell out that much money for one pot. It's just, I could do it, but I don't know. There's something in me that's like, no, don't do it. So I bought that one, like I said, on clearance at like an outlet store. So anyway, let me know. I don't know if you have compared your friends, you know, how they cook or whatever to yours, or if you've maybe bought one for yourself other than, you know, the American Kitchen ones you've got. But I would love a comparison, or anyone, any listener who has cooked in both, if you have any like comparisons, because I have considered, there's another company, and I can't remember the name of it, but there's another really famous company that makes Dutch ovens and makes those kind of cast enamel, I think is what it is, or cast iron enamel or whatever they are. They make the same thing, and it's a famous company. They're really well known. It's an American. I don't think it's American Kitchen though, but anyway, I know it's a well known one. I just can't think of the name of it. And we have a factory just about 45 minutes from here, and I think they have a factory store. So I've thought about trying those out as well. And I can't. If you look on Amazon, they're all over Amazon, but I can't think of what the name of it. But if anybody has any comparisons, I would love to know what you think. Anyway, thank you for your call. And Dean also wrote in, and Dean, I'm sorry I didn't respond to you because the reason I didn't respond to you is because I didn't really have a good answer. So on Twitter, Dean direct messaged me and he said, "Hey, I'm looking for ideas." And I hope I haven't already mentioned this on the show. I say things and then I forget. But he said, I want ideas for stuff from the UK to bring for the raffle, like unique things that people wouldn't have, you know, that they would be really interested in the raffle. And a lot of the stuff that I think of as food items, which are not going to travel well, like here in the States, we don't really have the flavors of crisps or potato chips that you guys have. Like the cheese and onion or the pickled onion or the, there are lots of other ones and I can't remember, but I think cheese and onion and pickled onion are like my two favorite, but there's like a roasted chicken flavor that I remember. And like some other ones, there's some candy that we don't candy or sweets that we don't have here in the US. But again, I don't think any of that stuff would travel well. So I was trying to think like, what would you guys have over there that's not food related? And I'm having a really hard time thinking. I'm sure there's something. I mean, you could bring the Queen's jewels. Really anything. I guess anything with a Union Jack flag, you know, or a Union Jack on it. I think that's what it's called. But again, you can get those at any tourist shop. So really anything British, Dean, including yourself. Americans are fascinated with British everything. So I'm sure whatever you decide to bring is going to be fantastic. I did get an email from Sam. Sam stopped emailing every day, which I'm not guilting you, Sam. That is perfectly fine that you stopped emailing every day. But I did get an email from Sam, and I wanted to read a couple of things that she said. So she also told me what novel coronavirus means. And honestly, I know the word novel means, you know, new, or there's another word other than new, novel, like that's a novel idea. Like, that's a really, you know, out-of-the-box idea. That's a really, I don't know. Anyway, so I thought that might be what it meant, but I wasn't sure. And, yeah, my mother, so she said, "Huzzah, your mother finally visited your house." My mother has been to my house before, but she rarely comes to my house. But I was surprised because I thought she was going to send, they needed to dry clothes. So I thought she was going to send Steve over and have him, that's my stepdad, and have him dry it and her stay at home. Because that's her modus operandi. Normally she would stay home. But yeah, I was pleasantly surprised. We had a good visit with them and they've been staying home and so far, you know, they're healthy. So Sam says they have no toilet paper, pasta, rubbing alcohol, or foam hand soap in her stores. Bar soap, shampoo, and dish soap are all plentiful, which means one can kill the virus. But we're going to be using paper napkins in the loo, it seems. Yeah, I still don't know. So we went to Walmart today because Mark wanted to buy a few things for his air quotes home office. He's using the guest bedroom as his home office. And he wanted like a trash can because we didn't have a trash can in there. He wanted a plant. I don't know why. He wanted a plant for in there. And he wanted a lamp and something else. I can't remember. But so we went to Walmart and they finally have toilet paper, but they literally have an employee standing by the toilet paper and just handing out one package per customer. It's really weird. I don't know. Honestly, the humans and what they do when there's a pandemic. Sam, I want to ask you a question. So what keeps, so I know that this quarantining is necessary, right? But why has this not happened any time in the past that I can remember where we've literally had to quarantine, you know, in order to keep like the whole human population from dying? And what's going to keep us from this being a yearly occurrence now and just having to stay home for all of eternity? I mean, what if COVID-20 comes out next year and 21 the year after and 22? Like, we can't keep quarantining for now until we die, you know? I mean, at some point we're going to have to leave our home. So what's the solution to that? I'm really worried. Like, I don't know what the solution is. All right, there's more, but I don't have time right now, so maybe I'll finish it up tomorrow. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call, like Laughing Buddha did, 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. Talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.